Welcome to the Polka Experience. I'm Kevin Smith.
And I'm Jack Cormier.
And today we're going to be talking with the folks from Catapult in Lakeland, Florida.
And their clients, Panoy Cravings. In particular, Hayun Dobreya and Josephine Colarina, who together have opened one of the numerous Filipino restaurants coming out of Catapult.
And you know, Jack, what in this episode when we talk to Catapult is really an interesting concept of what they are doing there to assist entrepreneurs, especially in the restaurant and hospitality space.
And they've been really receptive, Kevin, to our culinary initiative that Visit Central Florida has started to try to get local restaurants and local farmers together to really work on that unique food pairing that really makes the farm to fork that much more approachable.
Yeah, and I think this one of the things that in this conversation it is how they go about the entire business model and building for these folks so that they can be successful when they get done with the program at Catapult. So sit back, relax, and enjoy some good, entertaining conversation with the folks from Catapult.
Tell us about the business.
So Panoy Cravings, it's a Filipino-based like food. Mm-hmm. It's a fusion between
authentic,
and we modernized it, and so it's more approachable for like Americans.
So ours is like it's our own take of mm-hmm. our culture and what we have here in the US.
Yes.
So that's why she's more on towards
authentic
Filipino and more on towards the fusion dishes, because I work a lot of different restaurants and how can implement a Filipino dish to Lakeland, you know, to this community, because it's just, I don't know, you've been to different, you know, Filipino community and there's no presentation, just
food.
That's right.
Lots of it.
Taste is there, but presentation wise, we always do like buffet style. It's like the norm for Filipino foods because we love to like feed people, like it's for the whole community.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it's already kind of a fusion food mm-hmm. in and of itself.
There's influence over there with the Chinese that Japanese. Came over, Japanese, we got, you know, mm-hmm. we've been there for how many years? Then Spain's been there
for decades.
Mm-hmm. So the American influence, there's a ton of difference. A
little spice to it, right? Not too bad. Yeah, you're right about I was thinking about the presentation. It's not normal that they put you definitely the volume of food with the noodles and all the things that go along with it as well, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And you've also hosted some Kamayan dinners, is that right? Or you'll cater Kamayan events for folks who are interested in that sort of thing as well?
Yes.
We did some,
that is like
Kaban Pen we hosted an event with their Christmas party.
Yes. The one here in Catapult too.
And they one here in Catapult as well. Yeah.
Okay.
So like Kamayan is more like a communal feast. So it's different dishes plated in like banana leaves. Like it's for a lot of people.
Okay.
And then it's different dishes.
Yeah, you have to use
hands.
Oh, yeah.
Four hands.
Kamayan means hands.
Okay.
Oh, all right.
I love that. I love that idea.
It's like for the community, kind of like get together.
Unlike us, that just eat like animals.
And stay away from my mouth. So, how did the two of you get together and come up with this idea that you were going to put this together and say, we're going to present this to Lakeland and Polk County?
Yeah. So, 2020, you know, pandemic. Yeah. I think I was on my maternity leave. I love to cook like for just my friends. And then I showed him one of my dish. I'm like, okay, here's my dish. And then he got a great idea. Like, why don't we start like a Filipino business here? Because there's none. Like, there's probably one that's here, but not really in the community, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, not really
active in the community. That's what we're trying to do is be involved in the community. Because there's Filipino here in Lakeland. And just where are they at? There's a lot of Filipinos. It's only us, like five of us good for friends, like many people, like me and her always cooking for everybody.
It's the standard joke, right? They're either working in the hospital or the post office.
Exactly.
Is that the two?
They're hiding somewhere.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we want to introduce like Filipino foods, like because we're proud of like when we cook, like okay, we love our food, and when we bring it to work, we introduce it to other people, like they all love it, but they're like, where can we get Filipino foods here? They have no idea where to get it. Mm-hmm. So we want to make sure, like, you know, Filipinos are being represented through us too here in this community.
So that brought you to Catapult, or was there a...
I attended one of Maggie's class a long time ago in by the... what was that?
The banker. I had no idea.
Yeah,
oh my
that
gosh.
Was that guy. Okay, like, okay.
Yes.
And that, whatever she's talking about, you know, like start a business and how to costing, because it's intimidating for me, because when coming here in the U.S., it's like, it's unknown for me and everything, rules, regulations. Mm-hmm. I have no clue. Mm-hmm. And I attended her class, like, oh, that's how you gotta do it. And like, but for me, the first step is scary, because I'm used to work, you know, have a stable job. You know, I work in the kitchen and public before too. And those are like my foundations that, you know, embedded to me about quality, you know, cross-contaminations. And those are the things that I need to be careful when it comes to food handling. And
the depth
of
it, like business-wise, we're like clueless. Like, how do you start?
How
are
we going to start? Mm-hmm. You know, what a license, what a tax, you know?
So, so you come from a cooking background.
Yes, sir.
And your background was?
I'm actually a nurse.
You're
like
a nurse. Okay.
I just love food. I love to cook. So I'm like, okay. I mean, I know how to like work in the kitchen, but it's working in the actual kitchen. It's like a scale up of what I do. It's like a really challenging first year for me. Just being in the Catapult kitchen too. I'm like, oh my God, I didn't realize how big it is. And the rules, of course. So I was really cautious and really have to study, like, okay. The good thing is, you know, with Maggie, like, she have all the rules of what needs to be done, what you need to prepare to be able to have a business. That really helped us, like, the guidance that Catapult and Maggie provided for us. So we were, like, we know what to do, like, first thing, okay, we have to...
costing. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
the first
sure.
Based on that. And
The licenses, for sure.
Food service license. Mm-hmm, yes. Right? You have to go take the food.
The class is enlightening. I'm like, oh yeah. I mean, it's like, as a nurse, I know that you always have to wash your hand, but there's more to it. The temperature, you have to be cautious to avoid those viruses, different kind of foodborne diseases that you could get from food.
You know, it's we were talking about it a little bit earlier. My wife just retired as a chef, right? Mm-hmm. So she's done the whole thing. I used to be in a restaurant business as well. I owned a restaurant, but I didn't go to Maggie's class, so my restaurant went down the tubes. So, right? So there's something to this.
Yeah.
There is so much, and we go to restaurants now. We'll go out to dinner or something like that, and we'll both look at what's happening, and we're like, oh.
Well,
or sometimes, you know, my wife will like come back and she's like, yeah, don't eat this. And that's kind of the pitfalls of being in the business, where you kind of go, yeah, I'm not eating that. Yeah. But, you know, it's a great education for you guys to be able to learn.
It is. Yes. Because we came from different backgrounds, you know, from the Philippines. You know, having a business, food business in the Philippines is different. All you need is almost nothing. A place, and you can start selling.
Yeah,
and there's no such thing as food temp, which is like, when I go back to the film, I'm like, oh, why are they not in the freezer? How long they've been in now in the sun? And those are the things that I've learned here. Like
that
now,
you don't think about, right?
Yes. Yeah, like, wow.
When are you going to bring Balut?
I don't know if Lakeland is ready.
Have
you ever had Balut?
I have, actually. Yeah.
For those who don't know what Balut is, it's a fertilized duck egg with the embryo of the duck inside.
Mm-hmm.
And you crack the top off of it, and you put in some,
vinegar.
You gotta put some stuff in there.
Salt, spicy vinegar.
And then you suck down the juice and you throw back, right?
It's the aphrodisiac of the Philippines.
I've done it. I was in San Diego. My brother used to be in the Navy, and so we were out in Alameda.
Yeah.
And that's where I first had it, and I was probably like 16 or 17 years old. And when you have it, you're like, okay, that's unique. Do I have to rush back to it again? Probably not.
Yeah.
But I would do it again under the right circumstances.
Hey, you got cultured.
But you don't think about it, right? It was like, and they were sitting out on the sidewalk, and you just walk up and grab one.
Yeah.
I didn't know I could die.
Bachelor party. That was...
Your
That was my introduction. Well, I had said earlier by one of my favorite ex-brother-in-laws is Filipino. So I'm from California. So I don't remember much of it because there was a few libations going on at the same time.
It does help.
So, yeah.
But, you know, that's great. It's not often, I think, you sit in a room with five people and we've all had it.
Yeah, I know.
That doesn't happen very often, right? Yeah. Usually people are like, oh, no.
Yeah.
No, no.
You see, I didn't think Maggie drank, so that's why I'm
So, Maggie, when you guys catapult and you put all this together and people come to you with these, you know, concepts and ideas of what they want to do, kind of what's the steps for going into this? What do you first kind of do? Is it an assessment that you help them go through?
Yeah, so that's a great question. We have kind of what they were talking about. We have a guide that we call our How to Start a Food Business Guide. So it's very tailored to Lakeland and to things that are specific to our community. Because if you go online and try to say, how do I start a business? There's so much conflicting advice and what order do you get things in and what's really important and who's just trying to sell you something. So it can be confusing, especially in the food world where there's more regulations and things that you have to think about. So we have a guide that we make available on our website. Anyone who wants to access the information can access it. Occasionally, we'll host it as a class as well. And we make that available. Our first kind of step, if a business is interested in Catapult, is really kind of telling us that they're interested. So we work with primarily companies who either want to open a restaurant, they want to open a bakery, or they have a consumer packaged good product. So a product that they package and they want to sell on a retail shelf. So our goal is to really work with companies who are going to have their own brick and mortar location. They're going to hire employees. They're going to make Lakeland a really wonderful place to live, work, and eat. From that point, we do a tour. And so it's seeing the facility, understanding how we operate, kind of getting that visual of like, okay, I can see myself operating. Here's the equipment that's available. Here's, you know, how everything works from an operational standpoint. And then we go on to an application. So because the kitchen, you know, we're limited in our square footage, even though it's large for a commercial kitchen, you know, our space isn't, you know, limitless. And so we're very intentional about who we work with. And so they go through an application process. And in that application, they're talking about, you know, who their target customers are, where they're going to sell to their target customer, how much it costs to produce their product. And that's really, that's huge for us. Because sometimes businesses get in and they say, I'm just going to price it based off of what my competitors do, or I'm just going to price it based on what I feel like. And, you know, if you're not sourcing your ingredients in a place where you can get, you know, affordable ingredients, if you're not thinking about all those costs, your business can run away quickly, you know, before you know it, you're almost paying someone to eat your product because it's costing you so much. So we really evaluate the food cost. And then from that point, they come in for an interview. And so our staff talks with them and understands, you know, what their long-term vision is and what they want to do with their company, how they want to grow, what they think their, you know, their strength as a business owner is, where they want help and resources. And then we do a tasting. So we're very proud of the businesses who are in our space, and we care a lot about the quality of the food. And so for us, if we have, you know, we accept a business in to Catapult, we want to know their quality is going to represent all of the brands who work out of Catapult well. And their quality is going to be something where it's going to be scratch made. So we prioritize that as well. And so that means like not using a bunch of like convenience products, like, you know, making your own dressings and your own marinades and kind of doing things where it's, when you get food from a Catapult member, you know it's going to be high quality, it's going to be scratch made, and you're going to want to get food from another Catapult member. So
you guys help with consistency and scalability, as Josephine said, go from cooking in your own kitchen to now you're going to produce it for 200 people and keep the consistency of taste, right? You have to portion it out, right? Scale it out, right? It's a big difference.
It is a big difference. And for us, we believe that starts with writing the recipes down, costing the recipes, converting to grams is something that we recommend for a lot of our businesses where it's like, okay, it's easy to do for taste, you know, but when you're trying to make it consistent, creating that process that you can follow again and again. And a lot of times the kitchen members will help each other in that way of they're, you know, tasting something and recommending, oh, you need a little more acid or you need more salt in this. And so the community of members in there is so important to us. And we love seeing them collaborate. We love seeing them purchase things from each other. We love seeing them, you know, make things with each other's product. And so I think they help each other a lot in that scalability factor. And then once a business is approved for membership, we go through a process of orientation with them and we help them prepare for their opening inspection. And so our staff is very involved in making sure that they, you know, they know what to expect heading into an inspection. They know exactly step by step how to apply for their permits. And they know kind of as they can hit the ground running. So our goal is to help our members also build relationships and with our inspectors to help them kind of see them as our partners in food safety, sure. not a scary like state agency that's trying to give them a violation. But this is going to help us keep our customers safe and help us, you know, build that restaurant. And so when they see them in their own space, they already know them. They know what to expect. They know how to create food safely, and mm-hmm. so they can, you know, keep on that virtuous cycle. So yeah.
So Pinoy Cravings is food truck. What how do you vend?
Right now we're doing farmers market.
Okay.
Pop up here.
Catering.
Mm-hmm. And we're more active mostly Lakeland, and we do venture out in Tampa and in mm-hmm. Orlando because we're in between those two cities. So might as well take advantage of those, you know, save it, you know.
Bring out the name to the community.
That we existed in Lakeland. So, you know, because when we do market here, there's people from Orlando and Tampa just visit Lakeland. I never thought. You guys have farmers in here in Lakeland too. Like, oh, it's a Lakeland.
Yeah,
this is our main. Social media helps spread out the word. Lakeland. You know, people are visiting from different cities, like, want to try our food too. So they're like, oh, there, it's a beautiful city here in Lakeland. So it is drawing people from other cities to visit Lakeland as well, which is our goal actually, because we want to, through our food, like, the community be. What do you call it? Like the other cities or people from other communities also visit here in England. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So when you're sourcing your food, I'm sure you're trying to get the best vegetables and products that you can get locally sourced, I would imagine, as much as you can.
We try.
Yeah, what's the link up? We attended one of the, farm to table.
Sure.
Class. And link up a lot of farmers, local farmers. That's our, you know, main goal to be able mm-hmm. to be part of local San Juan, we go to Tampa.
Mm-hmm.
I go myself because I want to pick, you know, like especially the vegetables, the produce.
Yeah, right.
As much possible, I want to control that part.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. sometimes you can't get, you know, like the one that you expect, oh, what's this?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want this.
Oh, I've turned many boxes of tomatoes back.
Yeah.
You know, you're coming on the truck and you're like, you pull one good tomato out and you're like, take the rest of them back.
Yeah.
I'm eating this one for lunch today. We've all had it happen.
Yeah.
So,
and there's got to be kinds of produce that you may only find in a particular.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Right. So
we
that's
go
the
to three different.
Yeah. And that's a challenge definitely for us because, like, some of the Filipino items we cannot like get here in Lakeland.
You get in that kind of the hothouse, you're stuck in that sort of,
example, like the water spinach, you know, it's fresh water spinach, we call it Cancun, which is, you know, we can only find in some Asian stores.
Mm-hmm.
It's
like a challenge.
I thought I read somewhere where they were growing that type of vegetables, like lettuces and things, like in a hydroponic marketplace, like in South Tampa, like towards Apollo Beach or something, that someone had
I don't think Black Sheep's gone into, you know, that stuff, but they're trying and they're down there frostproof.
Yeah.
They were there at the culinary breakfast. So that's D. Gordon's.
Right.
Those guys. So,
and I think as people start to, I imagine, become familiar with Catapult and you guys, and you kind of start to collaborate together and say, oh, well, you need that. Oh, I can grow that over here.
Right.
And it becomes self-feeding, so to speak, and creates that opportunity for you guys. I personally love the food. So anytime you want to bring some out to us, you know, we're not in Lakeland, but we can. Jack and I will drive up to the Lakeland line.
Yeah.
To us, and then we'll take it back.
Visit us at the farmer's market.
We got you.
Is that on the weekends?
Yeah, this Saturday.
We're going
to be there from 8 in the morning to 2, then at nighttime too.
Yes, they have like back-to-back events. This coming Saturday.
Oh, wow. Okay. That's awesome. So what other kind of businesses, Maggie, do you... You said you have restaurants, you have other types of bakeries. My daughter's actually studying to be a pastry chef.
Oh, that's awesome.
Well, let me back up. She bakes. Okay. And she wants to be a baker. So we went down the pastry chef aisle, and she decided that she wanted to just really learn. And I said, I encouraged her the same thing. I'm like, you know what? Just do it. Mm-hmm. Don't, right. You know, she makes really good product. I'm like, just find a place and go start. You don't have to go to culinary school. Nothing against culinary school for anybody who's listening, but you don't necessarily have to.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so we have a number of bakers that work out of Catapult, and so oftentimes they'll take their items down to the farmer's market, or they'll also wholesale with other coffee shops like Concord or Hillcrest or Pressed in Lakeland, and expanding out into Winter Haven and beyond as well. But yeah, a number of bakers. Oh my goodness, I don't even know where to, like, how many examples to list. So cut whatever
So you can kind of hit the highlights, right? Okay. So Born and Bred is the one that everyone knows and you are familiar with because you had been their the business manager.
Yes.
So you've got Born and Bred, you've got Patriot Coffee, right?
So there. They started actually out of our workspace. So this was their place to kind of be head down and like, okay. The founder of Patriot was also the founder of Black & Brew. And so running a cafe, it's like very, you know, it's very demanding, it's attention grabbing. And so they were able to work out of our workspace area to grow their business and have that place that's separate from the day-to-day operations of the cafe. They can come here. We actually have another business that's very similar to that mindset, Dough Bakehouse. So Dough Bakehouse has a large wholesale bakery here in Lakeland, and they actually have an office here because that allows them to step away from the bakery, step away from all of the chaos and organized chaos that is happening around them, and just focus here in this space. And they can use conference rooms, and they can whiteboard and plan and take calls in a place where they're running day to day in their bakery. That's really tough. And
I'm going to kill the other one. So I'm stuck on Happy Cow. But I'm wrong.
A cow named Moo, is that
cow
right?
Cow named Moo. So cow named Moo, the kombucha.
And crazy kombucha.
Crazy kombucha. Yep. So quite a few have started here and moved on or used this as a transitionary platform.
Yeah. Honeycomb in Winter Haven, Crumbles and Cream in Plant City, Wafu in Winter Park, Agape Agora also in Winter Haven, Crazy Kombucha you mentioned. Vegetation plant food here in Lakeland. Oh my goodness. Blue Dog Barbecue. Oh my, how could I forget, Max? We have a wall in our kitchen that we recently put up with all of our alumni in their locations.
Oh, wow.
And we love looking at the wall because it's when every person comes in, we want them to, you know, eventually be on that wall. Mm-hmm. And so Whisk the Sweet Bake Shop as well in Haines City. I'm like trying to go through the wall in my mind here to see who I'm missing.
So I'm from St. Pete, right? Yes. So I drive over here a couple of days a week. I work as a consultant to Polk County Sports Marketing. And so I don't get to go as many places. And now I'm like hearing all these places. I'm like, well, we have work to do, Jack. We have work to do.
I've been slacking. I haven't brought you around.
No, I haven't been. I'm like listening, going, wait a minute. You took me to like the Publix.
Yeah.
Down the street.
Two for one.
Two for one. It was a BOGO.
Yeah.
So there's just a number of great new restaurants and places to go eat in the Lakeland, Winter Haven, Polk County area, right? It's growing, getting its culinary chops, so to speak, right? Downtown St. Pete has been through that same thing. And I think this is the next wave of big tourism. I'd love going to places to eat. I go to a new city, I'm like looking up on Yelp. So that's what we want this to be.
Yeah, absolutely. We, as Catapult, we want to contribute and uplift, you know, what's already happening here, but also to add to it and kind of help create that density. And we think that's something that makes an economic impact. So it's a better place to work if there's lots of places to eat. It's a better place to call home if there's lots of places to eat. There's a better place to visit. And so We love, you know, being a part of that and contributing to what our city eats and experiences. And it's because of the hard work of people in the kitchen, like Josephine and Yoon, who are, you know, in the kitchen. We see them hustling and on their feet and working so hard to bring this food to life. And so we love being just a tiny part of it here at Catapult.
So the kitchen is rented in shifts, basically. So what's a day like for you guys in the kitchen?
We were actually just down there earlier.
Okay.
We prepped earlier.
I just thought he wore a headnet.
We're both jealous. Yeah. I just want that much hair.
Exactly.
So we try to organize it, you know, like we plan ahead so we don't have to spend so much time in the kitchen as well. So we try to book like how many hours per week. I think it's like approximately 8 hours.
We forecast everything like, every time we know what to prep, so we forecast how long is this prep.
How much we have to prep for the event.
The app corridor that we've been using, we can tell who's there downstairs working. So there's no conflict between, you know, tables using the space.
So you do a lot of like prep where you're prepping kind of like in bulk where you'll roll your lupia for like a couple of events or...
That's what we learned, like going through. It's our... third year, I guess. I think it's second year in Catapult. And that has helped us like organize, because the first day we did our prep down in the kitchen, we spent the free 15 hours we had in one day. So after that, we're like, wait a minute, we stepped back and we have learned how to properly organize our time and our resource down there in the kitchen.
And because I assume then at the market you've got a grill or you've got other stuff, so you're prepping here and then bringing it out to actually cook on site.
Yes. So we got yakitori grill over there, so it's kind of that's all marketing for everybody.
Oh like, yeah, it's good smells. You know,
when you smell it, you know where to go. Like a pre promotion.
That's great. So I've got an idea. We need to do like a kitchen challenge down there or something. What they like to do on the Food Network, right?
Yeah.
Have the food judges, and then we have the, you know, everybody comes in and they cook their dishes.
As long as we don't have to cook.
Oh, no, I'm not cooking.
Yeah, okay.
You're going to be a judge.
I thought you were throwing down a challenge. You were like, I'm cooking. No,
look, I can cook, but I'm not like that.
Yeah.
I smell some stuff coming in here and I'm like, well, where's that at? But no, I think that'd be great. Like a food challenge or something.
The two of us walking in look like Scooby-Doo.
Yeah,
cartoon.
Yeah, we really
we're just walking around with our noses up in the air trying to figure out where it came from. So
who was in the kitchen today? Like, who are you working with or alongside?
So we brought our family.
Family yesterday, so like an extra help for this coming event this Saturday. So.
Yeah.
So the back-to-back has to be amazing.
Who else was there? Cultivated Pig, Meraki.
Benitas. Benitas was there. Baking Brewing
was there.
Plates on deck.
Was also there. It looked busy down there.
It's a busy time right now.
It is. We find that there's some seasonality where we'll be pretty slow over the summer. It'll not empty, but slow. Especially when we have, you know, the farmers market does take a short hiatus. The weather just gets so hot that it's tough to do any sort of vending outside. And then there's a lot of, like, there's some population shrink from colleges being out of session and then people going on vacation. So in this season, it starts to get busier. So we have a total of 7 different stations that folks can reserve in the kitchen. And each station comes with at least 2 prep tables. And so that's kind of the main base of, like, where they're doing a lot of, like, the knife work and prep and forming any of the things. And then it's all, everything else is shared. So mixers and ovens and the range and stock pot burners, all of that is shared. So everyone has to communicate their needs to each other and interact. And so it gets, when it gets busy, it definitely gets busy.
Yeah. That's what you said. It's organized chaos.
Right. You know, there's a system.
And you know where to go, what traffic.
Right.
And I take the market was really busy last weekend?
Yeah, it was crazy.
It was crazy. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Between
the car show
and the market, yeah. And what else was going on?
I think it was Bonnet Springs.
Bonnet Springs. Yeah.
At 10 in the morning, we sell out, so I have to go back to Canada.
Really?
We didn't expect it.
We didn't expect it.
That's good. Wow. That's a good problem.
Yes. Yeah,
right. So I know as part of this, you know, we have the actual culinary, the cooking side. Do you also go through the business side? Like, is there software that they should have? Is there, you know, the biggest thing that I've learned, I have my own business now. The biggest thing I've learned is the finances, yeah. Right? The book, you know, learning the books and QuickBooks and paying the IRS, it seems, constantly. So, you know, I just sent a check out today. But does it go through this Catapult help with that type of organization as well?
So we have, resources that can help. And so our biggest resource on the kind of the financial side is we have an expert in residence, Holly Kelly, who's a local CPA. Yeah. And our members can meet with Holly for free, which is awesome. And yeah. Holly can help them organize their QuickBooks. Holly can help them build projections. So if they're going to a landlord and say, okay, what do I, you know, include in my business plan for my landlord? Or if they're, you know, going for a loan, how do I organize all of this information in a way that makes sense? And so Holly's a huge resource there. We have a total of 6 different experts in residence in accounting, finance, human resources, branding, economic development, and then small business strategy. And so all of those are folks that we pay as Catapult. We pay them because we want them to have high quality, you know, valuable advice. Mm-hmm. And then it's free for our members. And then beyond that, we also have what we call technical advisors, who are those with kind of more niche expertise. So we have technical advisors in areas like patent law. Not every business is going to need to speak with a patent attorney, but for a few of those businesses, a patent attorney is exactly what they need in that moment. And so we have technical advisors who make up another kind of like grouping of what we offer here. And so a lot of the resources at Catapult are really kind of self-directed by the member. We create this platform, we put all of these options out there, and then the members kind of get to choose their own adventure and understand like, okay, what do I need for my business right now in this moment? So we focus a lot on that one-on-one aspect so they can speak directly to the most pressing needs of the business in that moment. And then we also love to, again, the collaboration aspect is huge. And in the kitchen, particularly, we work a lot to try to grow the different sales avenues that our members have. So whether it's, you know, actually selling on site here at Catapult, whether they're selling to a room rental that we have and they're providing lunch, whether they're selling kind of like at the pop-up window, whether they're selling through a holiday box program. So we'll sell boxes of member product throughout the holiday season. Or, you know, whatever we can do to leverage people that we know to benefit our businesses, we're going to do that, you know, 100 times over and kind of help connect them and try to help boost their sales. Because ultimately, our hope is in boosting their sales, then they'll be able to, you know, eventually, you know, exist without us. So,
Without giving away any trade secrets, because we don't want that to get out there, but do you have like a proprietary spice or something that you use, that you're a blend of things that you're trying to put together that you might go to market?
Yeah, I thought maybe there was particular, like a signature mashup food that they
were.
Definitely the barbecue, right?
Our barbecue sauce.
Yeah, that's ours. That's
a lot of people like want us to start selling barbecue sauce, but that's a lot of people wanting. And I just come up with that. I just, I got ADD and OCD, and I can't just satisfy.
Welcome to the club, man.
Yeah.
I don't know how many times I changed the recipe, and just I'm not content. Like, there's something's missing. So I just
keep messing with it until you get it to what you wanted. Sure.
What I wanted. And now, like, I'm kind of satisfied, but I'm not there yet. I might change it. Who knows? But.
Well, I mean, you just keep poking around with it until you find the consistency and you get the help. You've got the start.
Yeah.
As I told you, my wife worked for the Phillies for quite a while, and she has a wing sauce that she makes that's been her recipe for decades.
Yeah.
And she was making it, they came to her and said, hey, would you like to bottle that and put it under the Phillies, and we'll call it Philly wing sauce and all this kind of stuff? And She was like, and I looked at her and no, you're not doing that. No, that's not going to happen. So she's now starting the process of, I think, in retirement, she's going to go back and do that. So sometimes you do have those things that are
proprietary. We actually request sauce when she's making wings.
Yeah,
wing sauce. We're like, hey, kick some over this way, will you?
It's pretty darn good. But yeah, those are the types of things. I wonder how many people come back and go, oh, I've got this rub or something like that that I've put together, and now I'm going to start making that. Is that something they can do as well?
Absolutely. So we have, those folks are more on our consumer packaged goods side. So we'll have people who do sauces here, rubs, tea blends, jams, granolas. We actually have a company here who does some really fun roasted nuts. So they take somebody who has a flavor blend that they love. So one example is they work with Everglades seasoning out of Sebring. And so they put the Everglades seasoning on their nuts, and then they sell the nuts back to Everglades, and Everglades sells them to their customers. And so they'll do that with a variety of different folks who have those proprietary blends, where not everyone is a cook these days, and not everyone knows what to do with a spice blend, but they might really love the taste of that spice blend. And so they actually kind of offer another avenue. They're essentially a co-packer for other businesses who, want to showcase their spices in a kind of a cool way. So just last week, they recently got a grant from the Launch Microgrant program that we facilitate to help fund a electric roaster. So they had a propane-based roaster, and they could only use that propane-based roaster outside. And so in the Florida heat, that means their productions are limited. Their batch size was really small. And so they applied for this grant that's funded by 8 different financial institutions in our area. And the bankers who fund the loan are the judges for this program, and they get to decide who gets the grant. But Catapult kind of facilitates that process. And yeah, they got a grant last Thursday. We're excited to have it in the kitchen before we know it, have them kind of triple their capacity with this new machine. Plus, be able to be inside, which we're really excited for them to be able to transition inside.
So. I guess when you said something about people aren't cooking, are we finding that maybe people are beginning to want to learn how to cook different things now, where someone will come up to you, for instance, Josephine, and say, I really want to learn how to cook what you just made?
You know what? Somebody actually told me that, like one of the workers from Amasubi. Remember we and I can't remember her name, but somebody else with her wants to learn how to make, I think it was the bibinca, like it's one of the rice cake. Like she's like, why don't you teach that in a class? And it's like one of an idea. Probably in the future we can have something like that.
But today, no.
I don't know if I'm ready for that. But it's always like an idea that we have an opportunity to do that if people are interested in that. There's an opportunity for us to do that in the future.
Well, food starts conversations. It opens up avenues. It expresses, different cultures in different areas and different regions. You wind up being cultural ambassadors through the food that you vend.
Yeah, this is a great concept. I really love it. And the fact that you two are really becoming real successful, and I can go back and say, when you're on like TV and stuff, I can say, I know them. My wife always says that, you don't know them. I'm like, I do. I really do. Yeah. But this is what a great idea and a great way to really showcase not only culturally, but also the Lakeland, Polk County area, and bring people in.
So what's the future for you guys? Where do you feel is,
so it's just is zone,
yeah.
What's the future? Yeah. So
do you see not to get you thrown out, but I mean, are you thinking brick and mortar? Or are you thinking? Not too far though. Right.
So, with the help of Catapult, we also won the grant. Like, was it last year that we won it? I think it was last year. But that has helped us, with our finances as well. And so our goal is to be able to have our food trailer first. And in the future, our main goal is to definitely have a brick and mortar here in Lakeland, where people could actually visit us all the time. Like, we're going to be open for people, like I'm like, wait a minute.
No, it'll just feel that way. It'll just feel that way.
Well, you ordered a trailer recently, right? So it's kind of like in process. It's getting built.
Yeah, because we want to be more available in the community, like more frequently. Because right now we're limited to like where we can bag. Because
our concern is that's food tent abuse. Mm-hmm. Because we bring a lot of raw product from, you know, from point A to point B, and the, you know, the drive and everything. That's for me
the floor is, at the tent.
I'm really strict about the food tent. I can't serve it, but at the same time, you know, that's
it limits us to
limit us to
what we could serve the community, because there's so many Filipino foods that we want to present to the community too. So with that trailer, we'll be able to like provide or introduce more items to the public.
Because food tastes better when you're freshly, you know, cooked.
Sure. You can present it out.
Yeah.
No, I completely agree. I wish that there were something like this when I had my restaurant at my... No, I still wouldn't be in it. Because you haven't started talking about employees yet.
Yeah.
But you'll get there. But it's a fantastic opportunity, I think, for young entrepreneurs that go into the restaurant business or go into the food services business. And it should be encouraging with the schools and the culinary schools and all the things that are happening and the emergence of food in this area. It should be really nice to stop by occasionally.
Are you finding that there's more interest? So everyone has their pandemic story and that but has it continued? It seems as if food is this sort of exploding market here.
Yeah. So the pandemic was definitely a huge uptick in interest. And we were grateful to move into our facility here right around the same time so we could accommodate that interest. Mm-hmm. And then, it's kind of been a steady uptick. So we're almost about to hit 40 members, 40 individual businesses mm-hmm. who operate out of the space. I think we're at 38 right now with, you know, a few in the pipeline.
And the top is 50, right? Did I read that correctly? Yes. So you're almost at capacity.
Yeah. So we believe our capacity is going to be 50 businesses. So we're always accepting new businesses. We're always talking to people who are interested, and businesses are also always moving out. And so it is a revolving door. Mm-hmm. And so we're not at capacity. We have more room for more businesses. And then, you know, as businesses either decide to move into their own location, transition into a shared space with another member, sometimes we'll find a member or two teaming up together to go into a space where it's like, I'm not quite ready to be in my own facility, but at the same time, I need more than Catapult mm-hmm. can offer. We love to see that happening as well, and love to see them kind of out, you know, growing up, and then after they're sharing a space, then sometimes they'll eventually separate and they'll be in their own facility. And so the goal of Catapult is to provide that entry point and that kind of to make it more accessible, because it can be hard when you're starting out. Do I take out a huge loan? Do I, you know, risk my retirement or a house or things like that? You can really get yourself into a financial position that takes a long time to recover from. And so by starting at Catapult, you can assume less risk. You can fail fast. You can understand. You can pivot. You can make some mistakes in our environment that's a little bit safer. And then when you go out on your own, hopefully you have that experience. You have that customer base. You have that track record that can really serve you moving forward.
Toughest business in the world. You know, it's restaurant.
No doubt about it.
Yeah.
So in thinking about that, and it's probably like my last question I'm thinking about. Do you guys help provide service for on the real estate side when people begin to look for those spaces outside of here? Is there an opportunity for someone to then help them with the real estate side and finding and working with them on real estate?
So that's a great question. There's a couple of different things that we do. One, our ears are always open. So whenever I come across anything that any sort of opportunity for our businesses, I'm constantly, I feel like I know you guys a lot about it. Like, what about this? What about this? And then we're also connected to local brokers. So when brokers have an opportunity that our members might be interested in, they'll reach out to us. We'll share it with our members. Sometimes we get a direct call from landlords. Honestly, I'd love more of those calls. They're few and far between. When I get a call, we love to try to connect them. We're also still, you know, have a great relationship with the Economic Development Council here. And so when they find leads, they'll tell us. So it's one of those things where we Catapult doesn't want to be considered like, oh, Catapult's going to find you a brick and mortar.
Sure.
But we will keep our ears to the ground. We'll do everything that we can to learn about opportunities and then share them with our members. And then we're also connected to folks in the real estate industry who can help say, that's a good deal. That's a terrible deal. Think about this. Consider this when you're signing a lease. Mm-hmm. And so we provide support on those ends. And often either myself or another staff member will be in the initial inspection in their new location. So every business, when they launch out, has to have a first inspection.
Sure.
And so sometimes we're there just as moral support and to, you know, and it's rewarding for us too, because it's they're opening their doors, they're getting licensed in their new space. So we'll help them with things like plan review or answer any questions or do whatever we can to help them and then to celebrate them once they're open. So.
And the dreaded ANSL systems.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Never let that thing go off.
So, Pinoy Cravings.
Yes.
People wanted to find out where you are and on a weekend or whatnot, Facebook, Instagram, tell us.
We're more active on Instagram, so my wife is the one who's handling that part because I'm not a social tech, you know, social media tech. So a lot of social media posted online, Instagram, and mostly Saturdays. We always here in downtown Lakeland from 8 in the morning all the way to 2 p.m. And sometimes we participate in that night event, especially, you know, cold weather is coming up. Was perfect weather for us to grill outside.
Getting headache, grilling. People tend to go out during this time.
Yeah.
It's at Pinoy Cravings FL at Instagram.
At Instagram. And Catapult, to find more information, of course, the website, but also anything, any other way you would advise folks who are interested.
Yeah, so our website's a great place for anyone to start. It's catapultlakeland.com. And then we also are active on Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn. So you can find us at Catapult Lakeland in any of those platforms. If you search it, we'll come up. Our handles are a little inconsistent. We gotta get a handle on that. So
you got a handle on a lot of good stuff here. Congratulations to all of you. I think this is a fantastic opportunity for everyone. And
okay, definitely. Thank you for your time.
Yeah.
Thank you. This was enjoyable. Yes. Good to get to know you. Yeah,
thank you. We appreciate you highlighting us. And thanks for having us.